This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
It's that time of the week again. I love doing this because I find out so many interesting things, and sometimes Richard Pascoe and I go off onto a little tangent, and I love tangents, even if they're big or little. It doesn't matter. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I trod on a tangent once and it hurt, but yes.
Yes, well, that was a whole different story, and I remember you in traction at the hospital with that, but we won't talk about that.
No.
Listen, can I just let people know, because it's a podcast, that you're in the Riverland of South Australia at the moment doing a little bit of promotion with your tech guy stuff, but you have my best mate, Ralph. Well, you're one of my best mates, but you're probably my best mate because I've known Ralph longer than you, so you're number two. Can I speak to number one?
Yes, you can. Just hold on.
All right.
Hello, one here.
I'll tell you what, you two let loose together in the Riverland. I just take a deep breath and hope that they survive.
There could only be one thing worse, and that would be if the Three Stooges were together.
That's right.
I'm not sure. I know Richard would be Curly,
yep.
And I reckon you'd be Mo.
Yeah.
I'll take Larry on.
Oh, you'd be Larry with that funny hairdo.
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay. All right, now get off.
Oh, okay. Back to number two.
But yeah, give me a number two. Morning, number two.
Yeah, hello. Good morning. Say yes.
Ah, beautiful. Hey, listen, we've got a lot of subjects to talk about this morning, and the first one is when searching the internet, Australians are concerned about the Google pop-up. Get informed, your Google search is at risk.
I've got a lot of questions about this, Paul. So a lot of people have contacted me saying, what is all this about? So if they're onto YouTube or they search for Google, there is a link to a letter going on there. It's all about the war between the ACCC and Google and Facebook. So in a nutshell, the ACCC want Google and Facebook to pay the media sectors for putting their articles into the Google search engine and on Facebook. So there is a letter for people to read. So first of all, life will go on. They will sort this all out. Now, Google published a letter on Monday declaring that Australia's proposed media bargaining laws were unfair and put the way Aussie search at risk. I have to say I actually agree with Google about that, because when you go along and you have a look at the draft code, it actually gives an unfair advantage to the big media companies. So that's the big newspapers out there, the TV networks as well, over the regular people who sometimes, like I pay for advertising on Facebook and Google. So they're going to get a leg up over what I get on there as well. So there is a bit of an unfair advantage going to be out there as well. Will it result in what they say is dramatically worse Google search for search in YouTube? Well, it may be in the end, but we're at early days. You know, it's like when you negotiate, Paul, there's always that back and forth between the two. So what I'm saying to people is have a look at both sides of the argument. We're at early days yet, but you know what? Google will still work the way it works, and Facebook will as well.
Well, the consumer watchdog came back and said what Google said was full of misinformation.
Well, I hate to say it, but the ACCC actually shot themselves in the foot when they said that, because if you go along and read the draft laws, it does give an unfair advantage.
Where can people read that?
There's a link on my site.
All right.
Go to my site. There's links on my site to both the letter and I explain a bit more about the news laws on there as well.
All right. Well, we'll give you a link at the end of this. That's an interesting one. Okay. We're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. And Richard, still using Internet Explorer on your Windows PC. Microsoft wants you to stop doing that.
They're not putting a dollar more into Internet Explorer. So what you've got, if you're still using it, and there's not many people around who still use it, but I actually still find people who do sometimes. We want you to use Google Chrome. We want you to use Edge. Internet Explorer doesn't display the web how it should be displayed. It's insecure for modern web standards. Now, what I mean by this is, if you go browsing with Internet Explorer, you're more than likely to get your computer infected. So use Chrome, use Edge. Now, did you ever use Firefox, Paul?
Yes, only briefly. I don't know. I just didn't like the colours or something. It didn't gel with me.
Yeah, a lot of people it doesn't gel with. But, you know, Firefox used to be quite popular. It's now less than 5% of people around the world use it, which would shock a lot of people out there. Now, they're in a bit of financial problems. Google has actually just bailed them out. They gave them $400 million. Sounds a lot of money, doesn't it, Paul?
Oh, drop in the bucket for them.
It is, but for Firefox, it's not. It's only going to keep Firefox afloat for a couple more years.
Why would you want to keep them afloat, Firefox? I mean, I don't use it. I don't know anybody who does.
It's got to do with the domination of one company in a particular sector in America. So, you know, if basically if Firefox fall over, we've got Chrome or we've got Edge out there, which is basically Chrome with a Edge front on it. So they would say it's market domination by one company.
Gotcha.
So that's why, you know, Google have gone along and said, you know what, we'll give you $400 million. That will help us in the long run in case something else comes along.
That's a pretty rich Firefox now. A
couple more years, Paul, and that's they're burning money at the moment. So, yeah, it's very, very interesting times that we live in.
You mentioned there about Google Chrome. We always use Google Chrome because you pointed out in the past, and for those people who may not have heard that, that Google Chrome is the one to use because it really safeguards you, doesn't it?
It does. If you go to the wrong sort of website on there, Google Chrome will pop up and say, Paul, you're going to a website that, one, might take your passwords and might steal your information. That's a good thing to do. The whole screen goes red, so it's a very good thing.
Okay, Facebook. They're switching over to their new design next month, whether you like it or not.
It's come out already for some people, so some people will be seeing the new design, and then there was a little tab you could switch back to the classic, which was the old design, which so many people seem to like. But coming in September, you're going to the new one, whether you like it or not. So there'll be no way you can switch back. It's a lot more like the mobile browser that we've got on there. So on our phones, on our tablets as well. So you're going to be stuck with it. People won't like that. Hate to say it. You haven't got much say in it because you don't pay for it.
What do you think?
I don't mind it. Does a couple of things. I think it's early days yet. I'm quite adaptable to things when they come along, so which you've got to be. It's like, do I still use Windows XP? No, I don't. But people hated going off Windows XP, but Windows 10 far better than what that used to be. So it's not a bad thing to go along and say, let's have some changes in there as well. But if you do swap over, or when you do swap over, they'll actually put a little short survey up there as well. That will, and I wouldn't bother filling it in because I don't think anybody will ever read the survey.
Okay, we won't bother. Okay, no. We move on to the crap tech item of the week. Now, this had to come, of course, the LED mask.
Did it have to come, Paul? Well, it did.
Well, yes, it did.
Yeah. So this is a mask you can wear if you're going out to the shops or whatever. So it says on there, it sells for about $25, being advertised on Facebook. Don't you have to swap your mask over regularly, Paul?
I would have thought so.
So why are you going to buy this? I don't know. So it says, since you need to wear masks to keep you and the people around you safe from the pandemic, might as well wear the coolest one you can find. Between you and me and the listeners, this isn't cool. It says the LED hat is the only place to get the LED mask, because we remember the LED hat. I made enough fun of that.
Oh, yes.
Yep. This mask features an LED sign. It's programmable from your smartphone. It should have dickhead written across it when it all starts on there as well.
Right.
So not you, Paul, but if you wear this.
Right.
It says it display witty and crafty messages. Got to say, Paul, if you've actually bought the LED mask, I think it might be on you to actually just go along and display witty or crafty messages apart from, I'm an idiot wearing this. You can put, and it says whether you're simply walking down the street or running errands. Who runs errands anymore?
Oh, you run errands? There would be people who are running errands. I reckon there would be.
It's a blast from the past, or at a party. You wear the LED mask at a party, you'll be asked to leave.
Yes, but I'm getting excited about this because we could put, I could wear my mask and have Fab FM flashing.
Yeah, you could, Paul. Then when, as it says, it will turn heads, attract attention, be a great conversation starter. There's Paul Macon from Fab FM with his LED mask on. Please avoid him like the plague. So, yeah, So, yeah, it sells for about $25. I wouldn't buy it at all, so yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, have you got anything from that? Because, you know, we have been diverting, going off onto different tangents. Have you got an old lolly, an old something or other that you can talk about?
No, I haven't this week, Paul.
I warned you. I told you to get me something, and you, obviously, the two of you have just been running around town, getting into trouble, and not thinking about this podcast.
We have. We will do better next week. We will come back with something scintillating next week.
No, you're not going to get away that easily. I've got a couple of things. Now, do you remember Sunny Boy Ice Blocks?
Oh, used to love the Sunny Boy Ice Blocks.
Yeah, they were terrific. They were sort of treats. They were sort of shaped like a pyramid, and they were available. They were a staple at truck shops, corner stores, and milk bars, and they were a very cheap treat for school kids, but they declined in popularity and given the chop.
They were, and when you were at high school, there was nothing better than...
That is not getting in. There's no way. I've just beeped it. There is no way that is getting through, even on a podcast, black label edition or not. No way was that going to go.
Wrestler.
All right. Okay. What about Arnott's Quattro biscuits?
No, I wasn't keen on those.
Oh, really?
No, I wasn't keen on those.
Well, hang on a second. Hang on a second.
Yes.
A biscuit with caramel and nuts covered in chocolate?
I'm not a big fan of nuts. Oh. I'm a more a non-nut guy.
Yes, sure. Don't you say anything else. I don't want to... Shut up, Ralph. What's he saying?
He said, call me number one.
Oh, yeah. He's still with that, is he?
He is two spots, so yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, I'm just looking for something else here. I had something
What about the old TikTok biscuit?
The TikTok biscuit?
It's TikToks.
Oh, don't they make those anymore?
I don't think they do, Paul. There used to be enough sugar in those that to make, you know, if you go about TikTok biscuit before bed, you wouldn't go to sleep before 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Ice
Vovos are coming back.
And Ice Vovos, I hear, number one's just told me Ice Vovos are returning.
I thought they had never left.
They were gone.
They were gone, Paul.
They were gone, so we've got Ice Vovos. I love Ice Vovos.
Do you know the only problem with Ice Vovos? If you dipped it in your cup of tea, there'd be floaties on the top. And I'm not a big fan of floaties on the top, Paul.
Yeah, that's only coconut, though. That's not going to kill you.
No, I know, but you don't like floaties on the top of your cup of tea. Seriously, so no.
Now, what about Ritz in a biscuit? Remember them?
Yeah.
Yeah, number one does.
Okay. Well, listen, next week, you two got to get your...
No.
We've got to
do some research.
Get your heads together, you two. You've got to come up with one of these, like, remember when type things.
All right. We will do that.
All right. Terrific. What did he say? What did he say? See, I'll beep that as well. You can't say that.
I love that.
That's been beeped. I beeped it. He can't say that on a podcast. Even though it's a black label.
Oh, God. I'm crying at the moment.
Oh, this is terrible. Look, let's wrap this up. Richard, your website, please.
Head over to talktech.com.au. Just tech talk on there. No, we don't have the humour stuff. So, yes. Educational.
Educational?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Educational pump, yeah.
Stay safe, you two. Goodbye, number one.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, number two.
Bye. Bye, Paul. Bye, folks.
Good night, John boy. Are you gone?
Yeah, we're gone.
Oh, good. Bye.
Next week in the Waltons, John boy hits puberty and he becomes John man.
Get off.
Oh, God. Oh.